Hello, it's the 11th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An intelligent effort by police focused on a phone line in Bedford has uncovered an extensive drug operation. Over £6,000 worth of street-ready crack cocaine and heroin were confiscated in Bedford on Tuesday, along with several knives and a number of disposable mobile phones suspected of being used in the sale of Class A and B drugs. Three males, all 17 years old, were arrested and charged with suspicion of conspiracy to supply Class A controlled drugs. They were later released pending a full investigation. Aaron Kiff, Detective Chief Inspector, stated, "To stop so many dangerous substances making it onto our streets is an important result and will have a real impact." A comment has been issued by Central Bedfordshire Council on its Russian investments, following an urgent query from Councillor Gareth McKay at a full Central Beds budget meeting. The question was not addressed at that meeting. However, the recent statement denies all direct and indirect investments with Russian companies. Bedford Borough Council has received £900,000 grant to tackle area homelessness. According to the government data, since 2017, the council has reduced the number of rough sleepers from 76 down to just 6 last year. Dave Hodgson, Bedford's mayor, stated, "Tackling homelessness is one of my top priorities. This funding will allow us to provide more accommodation and support." The East London NHS Foundation Trust have recently awarded mental health companies grants to several Bedfordshire organisations, including Boxing Saves Lives, Bedford's Players Trust, Chums and Penrose. The grant amounts range between £5,000 and £100,000. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.